This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy or forward it if helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
It's so great, isn't it, that we have baptisms to celebrate. I always see this as a real family highlight of activity that we do each year, and I just love it. And I love the stories earlier, because a baptism, it represents a person saying, "Not my will, God, but yours be done in my life from this day forth. I choose to live as a new creation, following you, Jesus, and surrendering to your lead in my life. I will no longer live for myself." It's quite a challenge, isn't it? Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Jesus teaches us to pray. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and teach us how to pray, how to persevere in our prayers when it's tough. Speak to us this morning. Amen. So with that in mind today, we are continuing our series on the Lord's Prayer. Sally, a few weeks ago, pressed into the fact that we can approach God, our Father in heaven, just as we would a father, a good father. And Jen demonstrated that we can ask anything of God. He wants and he invites us to ask of him, "Give us our daily bread." But today, I want to speak to you about persevering prayer, knowing God, knowing me. And what that in that goal of persevering prayer is intimacy and relationship we can find in Jesus as he builds us up, comforts us, and strengthens us in our faith. When it seems God's will is to be silent or to delay, even deny the answer to our prayer, how do we maintain that discipline required to keep proactive in our posture of prayer? And what do we really mean when we pray, "Your will be done"? Do we mean it? So to look at a definition of perseverance, the dictionary definition says perseverance is not giving up. It is persistence and tenacity, the effort required to do something and keep doing it till the end, even if it's hard. Perseverance in prayer will test our genuineness as we wait for God to respond. In that place, God is able to work in us, to will, and to help us pray as he directs. In persevering, we find the opportunity for growth and deeper relationship with Jesus as we adjust our perspective to a proper view of who God is and who we are. We can trust in his ways and his timing. When I think of persevering, I remember being a child, and at every opportunity, I'd ask my dad for a dog. I'd find out interesting and heartwarming facts about dogs. I would show him pictures and point dogs out. I would encourage him to come and see dogs next door, and I wrote brilliant stories about dogs. But sadly, all to no avail. I couldn't understand it. My dad clearly loved dogs. He loved me. We liked walking. We walked a lot together. So why could we not have a dog? However, I did get dogs' books to read about all the different breeds, and Dad would sit with me and we'd discuss their different characteristics, the different abilities they had, how they could be used. He gave me books about dog psychology, grooming and training. It was a kind of torture at times. He always stopped to let me play or stroke with other people's dogs. And over a period of 15 years, dogs became a shared love, an interest, and a source of connection between me and my dad. But it wasn't until I was an adult that I got my first dog. Those persevering tactics are back as I try to persuade Ian, and you can help me, for a second dog. Though I fear it may have to wait another 15 years. And when he read through this, he said, "No, love, 30. The thing is, my dad had his will and a big picture of everyone's needs. And even though it hurt me and disappointed me, my father was looking out for the well-being of all our family and the dog itself. I was thinking only of my own fulfillment. But in that time, my relationship with my father grew well. and I learned so much about dogs. By the time I got a dog, I was able to take on the responsibility of being a dog owner, though you wouldn't always know it, because I spoil Snoopy and don't do everything as I should. Persevering in prayer can be a bit like that. We ask for Jesus for something over and over and over again, and we try to convince him of all the good reasons it would be a good idea, and we spiritualize how important it is to the kingdom and to our faith. Our prayers almost become a way of trying to convince God that he needs to say yes to us. An Episcopal priest and author of the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Philip Brooks, said, "Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, but laying hold of his willingness." Matthew 7:7 states, "Ask and it will be given you." And it's easy for us to assume this means we can ask anything and it will be given immediately. However, the original Greek verb for to ask in this context hints towards asking again and again and again, to keep asking. And this suggests there's an element of persistence and perseverance required on our part. Maybe there's something mutually beneficial to God, to us, to others, in the perseverance of prayer. And God wants us to press into these benefits of having to wait for answers. Delays are not due to his lack of love or power, but the reasons can be hidden from us. And it's hard. In the perseverance of prayer, God matures our faith and our character. We are not informing or persuading God. God is inviting us to a relationship with him. But to pray and not give up, we need to properly understand both God and ourselves. Jesus teaches us to pray, "Your will be done." This phrase trips off our lips so easily. But have we fully considered what this means? Our free will is a gift from God. We get to make all the decisions in our lives, and sometimes we may allow others to do so on our behalf. When we say to God, "Your will be done," we are surrendering our right to manipulate an outcome. We're relinquishing our rights to God and trusting him to have a higher understanding, a greater ability, and a more trustworthy decision than ourselves. We must question why we would pray, "Your will be done," if we then have a tantrum with God or suddenly lose faith in his credibility when his answers don't look the way we expected. When we get cross and disappointed, it reveals we did not really mean, "Your will be done." We meant, "As long as it pleased our will." If you believe God answers prayer, then you will struggle when he feels he is not answering you. I think it is true of some people who describe themselves as agnostic. There is something out there, maybe, but they can't be certain it is God, because they prayed and their prayers were not answered. And maybe that is you this morning. You're struggling because you don't fear he hears you. When we withhold our time, our prayers, our church attendance, our obedience, our belief, our will to follow him, our serving, our gratitude, and even our money because we feel disappointed in God over unanswered prayer, we're choosing to disconnect with him because he hasn't done what we wanted or expected. We've forgotten who he is and who we are. He is our Father, and we are his children. He is God, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, ever-present, forever good, and full of love. And we are weak, seeing only in part, understanding very little, frequently absent and distracted, and inconsistently good, and often lacking in love. When I look at it this way, I think God is better placed to come up with the best outcomes for my life. So this is my daughter Libby, who recently shared her testimony of how her ankle pain was healed. It was a pain she had always lived with. We'd all prayed for the pain to go many times. Now, I never believed this was God's will for Libby, though Libby herself began to feel God must want her to be in pain to have not healed her. Libby was beginning to make the mistake we've all made at times when our prayers for healing, help, or rescue have not been answered. We begin to doubt God's nature towards us, and we question his ability, his goodness, and even his reality, as he is not working in the time frame or the transforming power we had hoped for. I remember asking God why he would not heal Libby, and very clearly he replied that in heaven she was already healed, but for that healing to come to earth, it was between him and Libby herself, and it was about his relationship with her and not with me. When I saw how Libby responded to her healing, which was an hour of overwhelming tears, I realized I was seeing a first fruit of what God had shown me. Libby still waits for further healing, but she was so overwhelmed with God's goodness and love for her. It was something she had prayed for a long time and been wrestling with between moving towards Jesus or away from him as she sought to establish her faith. Through this process, Libby has found her own faith and is growing in relationship with Jesus. Jesus also knew what it was to wrestle in prayer and not get the answer he wanted. If you have a Bible, let's turn to Mark 14, verse 36. And it takes us to the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you'd need a Bible, just put your hand up and the welcome team will bring you one. Feel free to keep it if you'd like to. They're coming round now, so if you feel you'd like a Bible, just indicate. So Jesus is in the garden, and he knows he's likely to be arrested. And he's trying to get the disciples to stay awake and keep watch, to stand with him. We read in Mark 14, verse 36. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Jesus is a man, a human man, and he knows the brutality he is sure to face and endure. He knows his life will ultimately be taken from him, and he's not wanting to go through it. And yet he prays, "As you will." Despite reading that he persevered in prayer for some time and repeated this specific prayer three times, he is surrendered to the will of the Father. The prayer course some of the growth groups are using highlights four aspects to this prayer that we need to take on board. Jesus prays, "Abba, Father." We can, like Jesus, trust God's love for us as his children and him as a good father. Everything is possible for you. Never doubt that God is able to do as you ask or as we ask. Take this cup from me. Jesus is honest about he doesn't feel he can do the suffering. And we need to be honest with God about our suffering and our need for more faith. But not my will, but yours be done. We trust and surrender that God will do what is required to fulfill the greater purposes for us and his kingdom. Persevering in prayer is difficult, and I think there's some helpful things we can do while we wait for prayers to be answered. Just like a footballer who is injured will do everything to make sure they're match fit once the injury has recovered, we do what we can humanly do to align ourselves to the answers we seek from God. We can be thankful in the waiting as we recognize his ability to intervene. We get our finances in order as far as it is possible for us when we look for financial breakthrough. We take medical advice and we follow it when we need healing. We read, we get advice, we learn from others who've gone before us. While we wait to see what God is doing, we get informed and resourced. We use the opportunity to grow closer to God through him, through our worship, through prayer, reading of the Bible, seeking of him, We remind Jesus of his promises. Maybe they're promises that are in the Bible, his word, or they're prophetic words given us. And we seek more revelation directly from him, and we pray for his power to intervene on our behalf, to fill us with faith, hope, and courage to sustain us. But we also get the chance to grow closer to others as we make ourselves vulnerable in our need and ask them to pray with us, that we might encourage one another and remind each other of our true identity as God's children. We together remember God's goodness towards us, his faithfulness and true nature as our good Father. Rather than disconnecting with God, we take the opportunity to learn to wait for him and draw closer to him. Andrew Murray, in Waiting on God, states, "I am waiting on, in waiting on God, it is of infinite consequence that we not only submit because we're compelled to, but because we lovingly and joyfully consent to be in the hands of the Father." I just love that picture of consenting to be in the hands of our Father and totally surrender to him. It's such a precious and beautiful posture to be cradled in intimacy with Jesus as we wait for his hand to work in our circumstances. God's silence is different from his absence. He has said, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you." He is still present and is taking us through experiences for our growth and our maturity. So if we recap, to persevere in prayer is to ask our Father openly, freely, and often. We submit our requests to God's will. We trust in his loving and faithful nature. And in the process and the waiting, we are asking God to draw us closer to him and to work in us what we need to sustain us while we wait. We pray for hope, courage, faith, resilience, discipline, and trust. In that waiting, we rely on his true nature and the truth of his promise. We remind him often of his promise. We are firm in our resolve not to follow our fluctuating, petulant feelings. Perseverance of prayer is a place where we mature and become more like Jesus as he works in us his understanding, his will, and his love in our various circumstances. We can trust him to work all things for his purposes and our good, even if we do not understand the process or the outcomes, because he is God. He is our good Father, and we are his children. So I'm going to invite you, we're just going to wait and see what God wants to do, but I would invite you, if you have ever prayed, ever asked anything of God, to stand now. And if you have an outstanding prayer, a prayer that still hasn't been answered, just stay standing. If all your prayers have been answered, you can sit. As I was preparing this, I just felt God's burden for people who have just been holding out for something year in, year out. You're looking for the answer, and it doesn't seem to come. And I just want to encourage you and say, well done. You're still here. You're still in the fight. Where others turned away and others decided not to follow anymore, you've continued to follow. And Jesus just wants to really encourage you and say, well done. And just this morning, I just sensed that some of you, it's like, God, I need you to give me more hope and faith. I need you. I'm struggling. I can't keep praying for this. I need some hope. And I just really want you to be bold this morning and come forward and just acknowledge that so that we can pray with you. So if that's you, if you're, whether it's a healing, a marriage partner, whether it's a financial thing, as somebody to be saved in your family, just come forward now. Just take that bold step of obedience. A deliverance, a freedom from an addiction. Jesus, we just thank you what you're doing. Thank you. We thank you that you are a good Father. And you love us. Family, there are loads of us forward. And we know what it's like. We've all stood in that place at one time in our lives. And I just want to invite you to come and pray for these bold ones here who are still in the fight. They're still in the race. They're still pressing forward for Jesus. Trusting in God's goodness as their Father. I just ask you to come and just pray for them. Come and stand with them. We're family. We stand with each other when things are tough. David, is that guy? There's Paul at the end. David? Oh, sorry. There's Paul at the end. And those of you that are left sitting, why don't you pray for each other? Why don't you acknowledge what it is that you've not received prayer for, received answers, what you're waiting on God for? Yeah, Jesus, just fill us with courage. Fill us with the resilience and the faith and the hope we need. We thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness.